This is episode 1159. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to share with you today's episode, which is continuing along with our theme this week. And that is a theme we're exploring in depth. It's all about storms, how to manage your own life's storms, and also connect with the power of nature. Even a turbulent storm can be beautiful. So you are listening to the storm music I have prepared for you, and I'll guide you through a breathing technique. Now, your breath is one of the most effective ways to instantly change your state. So when you're in the midst of one of life's storms, if you want to instantly calm your mind and body, focus on your breath. But what should you focus on as you breathe? Because your breath can also take you in the opposite direction, where you can increase your anxiety simply by the way you breathe. In fact, most people walk around breathing high up in their chest, not oxygenating their entire bodies. And you may find this is the way you breathe. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you the way to breathe to instantly reduce anxiety in your body. And when your body is relaxed, your mind can become calm. I want to let you know that I'm coming to you from Rome, Italy. I flew in and here I am in Rome. It's just after midnight, and I've just come in from going all over the streets of Rome. There's a festival, an international food festival, taking place along the banks of the Tevere River. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I speak Spanish, but I don't speak Italian. But I do so enjoy spending time in Italy. And in fact, as I find myself here, even on my first day here, it hasn't even been a full day since I arrived, I notice my breath calming down because it's so relaxing here. And I have been watching people whom I pass, and the pace is so much more relaxed from where I live in Tampa. Even though Tampa's not a huge busy city, it is still hectic there. And so I'm enjoying this time here in Italy. And as I share today's breathing technique with you, you might want to visualize yourself in a location that inspires you. And when you visualize, as well as layer in a breathing technique, then your results become compounded. So you will find yourself become calmer and calmer. So this is how you do today's breathing technique. It's called the belly breath, and I share it with you often, in fact, in every single guided meditation I do at the subscription site that I have. That's over at my own website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. There I share full guided half-hour meditations, and in each meditation, I emphasize how important it is to breathe with your belly. And even if you do martial arts and if you do yoga, you may have been trained to do the full belly breath. It seems simple enough to do when you hear it explained, but when you actually do it, it can be a little challenging. In fact, I often share this breath when I teach a workshop, and I recommend that people recline themselves when they do this breathing technique. And the reason why is because if you're not used to breathing using your full diaphragm, you can feel lightheaded or dizzy and even nauseated when you finally breathe to where you're giving your body the oxygen it craves. And I remember when I shared this breathing technique with some athletes, and these were people who competed in triathlons. And one young woman who was incredibly fit said that she couldn't do this breath. She had to stop because it was such a shock to her system. Here she was, this triathlete, and she had a hard time giving herself the belly breath. So do go easy on yourself if you're not used to breathing this way. So here's how it goes, and I'll guide you through a round of it, and then you take it from there into your own meditation. So as I mentioned, I recommend that you recline. So just go ahead and lay yourself down and place your hand or both hands on your stomach. Some people will even place a shoe on their stomach so that they can really tell whether or not they're breathing deeply using their full diaphragm, because if you are, then your abdomen rises up. And if you're not giving yourself a full diaphragmatic breath, you are breathing high up in your lungs, and you'll see your chest rise and fall as you breathe. You want to direct that down to your belly. So as you get ready to recline yourself and make yourself comfortable, go ahead and place one or both hands on your belly. And inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you do so, notice how your abdomen rises upward with each inhale. And as you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downwards. That's it. Now, do you notice that you have to really focus to keep your abdomen rising upward and downward? If so, that's perfectly natural. Keep at it. Practice this breath every day for just a few rounds and notice how you feel. Again, inhaling through your nose, feeling your abdomen as it rises upward. And as you exhale, feel and watch your abdomen sink back downward. Beautiful. Notice how you feel. So continue to do this belly breath for a few rounds, getting used to how you feel as you do it. Now, of course, you can remain seated upright as you do this breath, but do recline yourself if you're not used to breathing this way. Do it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, breaking off and guiding yourself into your own inner stillness. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.